This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The Oroville Dam emergency in California, you know, that dam that's about to collapse, it really just demonstrates how the incompetent bureaucrats are marching California into a catastrophic collapse at every level. That's what I'm going to cover here. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for healthrangerreport.com. First of all, I do want to say that I hope the dam does not collapse, and I hope no one is hurt or injured or that their property is destroyed. So I don't wish anything bad upon the people of California. But sadly, I have to point out that their government is made up of a bunch of incompetent bureaucrats who knew about this problem 12 years ago. There were three environmental groups that warned the government of California, I don't remember which department, who can remember them all, that the emergency spillway area for that dam had nothing but bare earth underneath it. It wasn't covered by concrete. And bare earth, by the way, is almost instantly eroded when you throw millions of cubic feet of water at it every minute. Okay, there is no dirt that can hold together. I don't care how many trees you have on it. If you just have sort of loose, sandy dirt, which is the kind of dirt they have there, it's not going to hold together. You got to have clay to build a dam. And that's not clay. And so these environmental groups warned California that, hey, this could be a problem. And it turns out that, well, it is a problem. And the department there in California, whichever one it is, said, no, we think it's not a problem because this emergency spillway is designed to handle, I think it was 300,000 cubic feet per minute of runoff without any problem. Let me see if I can find that. Yeah. No, per second. I'm sorry. And it's 200,000. It was designed to handle 200,000 plus cubic feet per second. Well, when it hit about 1/20th of that, about 10,000 cubic feet per second, the erosion got so bad that they declared a massive evacuation and said that a collapse is imminent. Now, this was foreseeable. Again, the environmental groups foresaw it and warned California about it 12 years ago, and the incompetent bureaucrats, which I know is a redundant term, they did nothing. They did nothing. Why? Because, well, they don't live beneath the dam. It's not their problem. It's not their homes. It's not their property. This is why government is incompetent, because you put the protection of massive infrastructure projects in the hands of people who really aren't impacted by it. What motivation do they have to take care of anything? They're getting paid whether the dam collapses or not. In fact, after it collapses, they'll probably get paid more money to rebuild it. This is the way incompetent government works. This is why I call it the state of Collapsifornia. Now, of course, government has to pretend to be doing something useful. So now you have massive government theater at work in California. They've got helicopters flying in, I kid you not, bags of rocks. They're dropping bags of rocks into the ravines that are being eroded away by the second with over, what is that again, 10,000 cubic feet per second of spillway water. They're dropping bags of rocks via helicopter. Folks, that's for the news cameras, okay? That is not going to stop this dam from collapsing. That's nothing but theater. It's just creating the illusion that government is doing something. The problem is either, I should say, the dam is either going to stay or collapse based entirely on how much rainfall comes to that area over the next few days. If they're lucky, the rain won't be that much, and the dam will still stay standing. If they're unlucky, going to get a boatload of rain, and that dam's coming down. Dropping bags of rocks by helicopter is like nothing compared to the amount of dirt, the amount of earth, the amount of water that is at play. Again, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of cubic feet per second that could be coming through that dam per second. Water is a very powerful erosion force. That's why you use concrete to create spillways, because the water doesn't tear away the concrete, but it does tear away earth. So there you go. It's all theater at this point. Yeah, we're doing something. We're dropping bags of rocks. I mean, look at the helicopters. Look, helicopters everywhere. And all the news reporters, they've got helicopters dropping bags of rocks. They're doing something. Government's doing something. Good thing that we keep electing government to solve our problems. They're freaking morons. Now, the other thing that's come out of this is that the people who live beneath the dam, and it is apparently the tallest dam in North America in terms of the height of the water over the height of the communities beneath the dam. But what we're learning is that people can't even evacuate. So you've got everybody trying to get out of town all at the same time, jamming up the highways. Gee, is anybody surprised? I'm willing to bet you that most people who bought houses in that area never even knew that they were beneath a dam and that they could be hit by a 30-foot wave of water. You know, I was looking at property in Austin one time, and it was near this large dam. Because I look at satellite images, and I saw this giant lake. I'm like, wow, that's cool. This property's kind of close to a lake, like driving distance to a lake. You know, maybe we should go look at it. So we go look at it. We're like, no, it's actually beneath the lake. And my wife and I were like, not a chance. Not living here. And I remember us saying to the real estate agent, this is beneath a dam. And they're like, well, dams don't break. Dams are fine. It's state certified. Dams, what are you, paranoid? You don't want to live beneath a dam? Like, nah. Don't want to live beneath freaking, I don't know, a billion gallons of water that's 50 feet above the level of my living room? Nah. No thanks. Not interested. You wouldn't believe how many people move into areas that are bound to be flooded like that. They just buy houses in flood zones. They just buy houses beneath massive 100-foot-high lakes with billions and billions of gallons of water that will just sweep away their home without even a thought. Shoo, just gone. Everything, your car, your motorhome, your boat in the back. Yeah, forget it. It's gone. People don't think, man. Again, I'm not wishing anything bad to happen to these people. I hope they're all safe. I hope this dam stays put. But, you know, you got to be smart about these things. You're going to buy a house somewhere. You should figure out what's near you. And if you're in a giant hole underneath a massive lake, you should consider the possibility that gravity might one day come into play. Sad to say, but people don't think about stuff like that. Why? Because they trust the government. Oh, the government certified this dam. Wait a minute. This entire spillway, this emergency spillway, is made of sand and rocks. Stuff that erodes when water touches it. Huh. Does the government know something that we don't know? Have they managed to alter the laws of physics and erosion and cause and effect? Or is one day this whole thing coming down when there's a big unexpected rainstorm and a massive surge of water, and, you know, the laws of just gravity kick in and the water takes the soil with it, and there goes the retaining wall, and here comes the lake. And look, none of us can get out of town because the highways are jammed up, because the road infrastructure wasn't built to handle an evacuation. So, let's see, in a centrally planned, basically a communist economy of California, let's build a community underneath a massive catastrophic lake with no real usable evacuation routes. Can you say, California, can you say Governor Jerry Brown? I mean, this is a state that can force children to be vaccinated at gunpoint, but can't build an evacuation route of an entire community that might be inundated under a 40-foot wall of water one day. Think about that. And actually, I know I'm being a bit snarky in all of this, but, you know, I'm angry, I'm frustrated on behalf of the people who live there. You know, they don't deserve the side effects of incompetent government. None of these people who bought homes there really deserve to have their homes wiped out. They didn't do anything to earn that. Well, except maybe they kept voting for incompetent government. So I guess maybe indirectly they kind of did create the situation that they're now facing, didn't they? But I'm saying at a human level, nobody deserves to be wiped out by a wall of water. So don't wish any harm upon these people. And yet this is what always happens when incompetent government becomes so large and so huge and so overpowering that their raging incompetence is like a wall of water. And I'd like to finally bring your attention to the fact that they knew about this problem 12 years ago. They kicked the can down the road. They covered it up. They denied it was a problem. They just waited for sort of an intersection of events to cause this to blow up in their faces. Does that sound familiar to you? Anything else happening in reality that sounds like that? How about the coming global debt collapse? The global debt collapse, the Ponzi scheme, the fiat currency central bank scam / racket. It's all headed for the same thing. It's like a dam holding back a wall of debt, a massive wall of debt, a lake of debt, and it's being held back by the barest of calculations, kind of a weak foundation, some soil that's ready to erode, some concrete that wasn't really installed correctly. All it's going to take is a kind of financial storm to set off a raging flood of debt collapse that's going to take out not only one dam, but every dam. The collapse that's coming in the financial world is going to make a potential collapse of this Oroville Dam look like nothing in comparison. And yet we're told every day, oh, there's nothing to worry about. National debt doesn't matter. The derivatives debt doesn't matter. Everything's fine. The central bank can bail out whoever needs to be bailed out, i.e. the rich, wealthy banksters. Don't worry. You're fine. Your pension is fine. Don't take your pension money out. It's totally fine. It's protected by the same government genius that built the Oroville Dam. So don't worry about your pensions out there in California. Yes, your pensions are fully protected by the authority of the state. Don't worry about your investments. Don't worry about your property prices or real estate bubble. Don't worry about the bond bubble. Don't worry about the bonds where all of these California cities and counties owe you money. They're going to be just fine. Yeah, don't worry about the fact that California is a welfare state that wants no borders and that is willing to pay out money to anybody who shows up, even if they're not a citizen. Don't worry about that. Yeah, if things go bad, California is just going to secede from the Union, declare themselves their own sovereign state. They're going to rename it Calizuela. And they can just follow in the footsteps of Venezuela's collapse while blaming Trump for everything. I mean, don't worry. California is going to be fine if you believe the bureaucrats. Meanwhile, people who are actually informed about reality are leaving California in record numbers. Sadly, many of them are coming to Texas, where I am, and they're invading Austin, and they're driving up property prices in Austin to absolutely insane levels, to where now a monthly rental on a crappy house is like $2,000, like a little three-bedroom old house that where the plumbing doesn't work. It's like a couple of grand a month. Thank you, Californians. You should have stayed in California, or at least go somewhere else. I mean, why are you bringing your problems to Texas? You know, in Texas, by the way, well, no, I'm not going to go there. Let me just say this. Bottom line, I'm going to wrap this up. Bottom line, I hope no one gets hurt. But it is inevitable that bad things are going to happen when you put incompetent government in charge, okay? And I want you to know that all these helicopters flying around, this is nothing but fake news. It's total theater from the government, not going to make any difference. This dam is either going to stay or fall based on the rainfall. I can tell you this just as a simple observer of cause and effect. This is not a difficult thing to figure out. If the rain keeps coming, the dam is coming down. And that community is going to get sadly wiped out, but hopefully there won't be anybody still there who gets hurt by it. They'll just lose their stuff, but not their lives. And that's an acceptable, you know, that's a preferred outcome versus somebody getting hurt. So at least they've had a little bit of forewarning now. It didn't just suddenly collapse. But, you know, in the future, the financial collapse, you're not going to have like a 5-day warning. When the financial collapse comes, it's going to be overnight. You wake up the next morning, the banks are all closed. Transactions are all frozen. You can't get money out of the ATM. You can't cash a check. Nothing. Food stamps don't work. Nothing. When that day comes, it's going to be real interesting to see how the collapse of Fornia bureaucrats handle the, how should we describe it, total freaking war zone of Los Angeles. That should be interesting. National Guard troops aren't even enough to handle the gang warfare and the zombie hordes that are going to be cruising the streets of Los Angeles when that day comes. Trust me when I tell you, you don't want to be anywhere near any high density population center when that day comes. You want to be out of Dodge. You want to be out in the country as far as possible and not underneath a giant lake, a giant wall of water. You want to be on top of the water. You want to be away from walking. Like, you can't be walking distance from a city if you want to be safe. And walking distance, I don't know, for most people these days is like 5 miles, but you need to get like 20 miles plus out of the city. Maybe a better measure is to be more than one tank of gas away from the city. So, and you have to factor in the traffic jams and all of that. So you're actually better off to be, you know, 100 miles from a major city or 150 miles. I'm not even 100 miles from a major city, but then again, I don't live near Los Angeles. I would not even get close to Los Angeles. I don't even dare visit Los Angeles because you never know when something's going to happen and you need to get out, and they won't let me bring my guns. I mean, because California is a big gun control state, so I can't bring my Glock with me. I just, you know, I'm not going to put myself in that situation where something could go wrong and society collapses and you've got no options. So that's really the lesson in all of this. Wherever you live, wherever you are, be smart about where you choose to be. Be smart about the threats that exist around you, whether it's a dam that could collapse one day, or the biggest threat of all is other people who are unprepared, also known as the zombie hordes. The zombie hordes are the biggest danger to you because they are unprepared, they panic, they freak out, and because so many of them are socialists and communists, they think your stuff belongs to them because they were too stupid to prepare in advance. This is especially true in California. So if you have stuff, if you have food, emergency medicine, ammunition, firearms, communication supplies, any kind of medical supplies, the state will literally come take it from you if they figure out that you've got it. And then they'll redistribute it to the people who refuse to prepare, the same people who mocked you for being a, quote, survivalist when they sat around and spent their money on Starbucks coffee and rave party drugs. This is what it has come to. Those who plan ahead are considered the insane kooks, while the incompetent bureaucracy sets up the population for massive catastrophic collapse that they promised would never happen. And when it does happen, they're going to come take all your stuff and give it to the morons who refuse to prepare. That's the truth. So learn from this. Watch what happens with this dam. Watch the government's lies. Watch the media response. And watch the response of the population. You will learn a wealth of information about how to deal with the next much bigger collapse that's coming. And if you are still living in Collapsifornia, you might want to consider leaving the state. if you're intelligent and you're willing to vote for liberty, come to Texas. If you're going to vote like Californians vote, please don't come to Texas. Go somewhere else. Go to Seattle, which is also already lost. So don't invade Texas with the same idiocy that's causing these problems in California, please. We have enough problems in Texas without dealing with California's problems too. All right, everybody, stay safe, plan ahead, be intelligent, and don't trust the government's incompetence. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, from healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.